Hello, and welcome to the Fantasy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Kitty. Okay, hey everybody, I'm here with...
Cobra.
Hey, Cobra. It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and we are so sorry about that. We've had things in our personal lives to come up, and so we haven't been able to do the podcast or even be on the game, and we're sorry about that. We didn't want you guys to think that we left you guys hanging, but we're back, so.
Yep. And we're excited to be back.
Oh, yes. First, I'll note that I no longer use my gamertag HelloKitty077. I have a new gamertag. It is HelloKitty77, and I'll tell you guys how I spell that. It's Hello with a zero, Kitty, and then seven and space 77. So again, it's Hello with a zero, basically HELL zero, and then space Kitty space 77. That's my gamer tag. So if you guys want to add me, you guys can add me. We can play. And so yeah.
Yeah, and I use a new one as well. It's Flu Space Knight 76.
Yeah. So we're starting anew. So I'm an Acroticker. I'm a little Newman Acroticker. So that's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it, so. But yeah, we're going to get on to some news here. Basically, we have the Maximum Attack X going on. Yay! I've been looking forward to this. Okay, so, as you guys know, we have hit. We've got, so far, we've cleared the 500,000 mark. So we get to have half price clothes and parts for 3 weeks. So...
Yeah, and next would be the free character makeovers for 3 weeks.
Yep, and also if we hit the 2 million mark, this could be awesome. Twin Discas. And if you guys look at the very bottom, you guys can kind of make out what those, the secret weapons are going to be.
Yep, they kind of give it away by showing the little silhouettes of them.
Oopsie.
But, unless they change it up, the first one should be, what?
Soul Banisher.
Yep. And is, and the other secret one would be the Rocket Punch.
Yay. So yeah, I mean, we're having fun doing the mission, and our missions, should I say, Spiral Labyrinth and Red and Green. I like Red and Green more because people can join mid-mission and, you know, help you out. So, let's see here.
And also, you have a chance of getting the, oh, darn. Final Impact.
Yeah. Some of the weapons have been changed. Instead of getting the... Hold on here, I gotta click on this again. Beldeaver Cane. You can get a Wonderland Cane, which is a rabbit wand. So, I wasn't able to get one for my other character that I had. But, yeah. For everybody that's wanting a rabbit wand, you guys can get one now. That's basically what it is. But it looks so cool. Little floppy ears.
Yeah.
And there's other things. There's, let's see. See the Demon Blade? We're going through here and look at all this stuff. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, we can't memorize all this stuff. Let's see here. Solitary Stalker. That's interesting. That is a, what is that? That's a dagger, just single-handed dagger there. And, looks pretty, this, we've got some good stuff in here.
Yep. Cunning Wand.
Yep. Let me go to the other one. Let me just start with Spiral Labyrinth.
And the Cunning Wand looks like the Magical Wand.
Yeah. Let's see here. Some of the names have been changed, like I said before. And let's see. I was looking forward to that little queen berry. I thought that was pretty cute. But the Lavis Arrow. We get the Icarian bow, and I cannot pronounce that for the life of me. The other one instead of the queen berry, look like Calabark.
Calabark.
Yeah, we get that. And instead of getting the Bellevue Cane, I've already said this one, but we get the Wonderland Rod. So, and the Selfied, we don't get that when we get the Amanda Hyken. So, I'm getting this stuff from the PSUPD. It's worth looking at. So, yeah. That's where I'm getting my information at. So, there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yep.
New weapons. So, that's a good thing. And the new areas that are going to be open. Let's see here. They're in the gray. So, basically, Stage Danger will be open. Stage Expenses. And Stage Motion. And
Dispersion.
Yep.
Or Dispersion. Leave it to me to mess up a simple word.
I do that all the time. Okay. So, looks pretty fun. Can't wait to get some of the stuff. So yeah, I've got to work on my little Acrotecker. And I've never played as a Newman Acrotecker before. So, yeah. That's fun.
Well, I was surprised with my Newman Fire Gunner. And then I switched him over to Force to help you out a little bit.
Yeah, he's like, I picked at him earlier. I was like, yeah, but see, he's like, man, I didn't know the Newmans had this much defense. I was like, but yeah, you get a boost. You know, I'm picking at him. You know, that's me. And I said, you get a little boost there, you know, for being a Fire Gunner Newman. And it was just funny. Just his attitude, like, no, it's not mud, you know. So, yeah. I guess I have a dry sense of humor.
Well, I've just never had a Newman to take that much of a licking, but keeps on taking.
Yeah, he's a pretty little tough dude. Let's see here. Okay, so basically we're going to talk about PSO2. There has been so much news released since we've been playing. Or haven't been playing. Dang. Since we played last, should I say. I can't get the wording right. Since we played last. There's been a lot of announcements. But basically we'll get into... We know that the alpha test is going on. I wasn't... You know, I didn't sign up for it. Because I can't speak the Japanese language. I wish I could. And understand it. But I got this information off of bump.org, and they got it from 4Gamer, it looks like. It's an extremely long post about character creation process, and it's basically, here's what you're going to do. We get the same races, basically, as we did in the first PSO. I don't know if you got anybody out there playing PSO. You get to choose, you know, your human, Newman, and actually, let's see here. Yeah, it's human, Newman, Ranger. Yeah.
Actually, it is human, Newman, and Cast.
Cast.
That's racist.
I'm taking the jobs. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. It's been a while since I played that game. Okay. So, let's see here. First, you're going to choose your race. And then your sex. And then your class. And then you're going to go by character base. That there, I'll have to learn about. But anyway... you can adjust the face adjustments, hair, hairstyle accessories, and body adjustments. And when I say wow about character creation, I've never seen a game with this much character creation in my life. And I've played a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can have anywhere from big nose to little bitty, bitty, bitty nose to hardly existent to, you know, all sorts of stuff.
And if you wanted your character to look really goofy, you can give him long arms, short legs.
Yes. You can even, I mean, little things. Big ears, little ears, ears hanging down. I mean, it's cool.
But me, I'm going to have a really goofy looking character. And I haven't seen it yet, but it would be neat if they made it to where you can adjust one part at a time, except for the legs, because you couldn't have one long and one short leg. But you know, one long arm, one short arm, one big eye, one small eye,
one cast leg, one human leg. What is that, where you're going?
Well, the cast leg, human leg, that'd be kind of awkward.
Well, what you're describing is awkward. Okay.
One big ear, one small ear.
Okay. Okay, we get the point. Okay. We're moving on.
Man, what? That character would look crazy, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. Simple face editing. Basically, you're going to pick the base face type and then the face blend morphing. Basically, it's awesome. The eye pattern section, you get to choose your face color setting, your eyebrows. Yes, your eyebrows, your eyelashes, your skin pattern, your makeup. Cool, we get to put makeup on. Let's see here. They've got rugged, soothing, hot-blooded. I mean, you've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, they've got different graphs and pictures and all sorts of stuff. I've posted a video on the fan site, you know, fantasystar.ning.com, and you guys can check that out because it has like the official video and has like the making character. So it's definitely worth it. Definitely worth watching.
Oh yeah, it's very interesting whenever they are trying to, well, not trying, but when they're showing how to create the characters. It's just a interesting view or site to watch, you know, the video and all.
Yeah, I really want to play it. I mean, I'm enjoying playing PSU, but I'm really looking forward to this game. Yeah. Basically, we also want to talk about like the payment method kind of thing. We all know that there's different ways to pay, and then there's, you know, obstacles that people run into. Like there was a company that had to have verified by Visa and MasterCard and all sorts of stuff. So we don't want to go through that. And, you know, we want to, you know, an easy payment method. And the one that is the easiest one to use and it's globally known is PayPal. So if you can use like PayPal or, you know, something easy, that'd be awesome. That's why I feel. So.
Yeah, it'd make it easier on people if PayPal was a option to choose.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about going and reloading cards or make sure, you know, everything's in there because it comes directly out of your bank account. So, wouldn't have to worry about that. So, yeah, that's, to me, that would be a lot easier. And it's a global, you know, everybody knows it.
Yeah, and in some cases, a person's bank doesn't have the type of credit card that a business takes. I knew one person that couldn't play a certain game because the bank that they used gave out a different type of card than what the game company took.
Right, and it's a very popular bank. It's like, what the, that bank don't, yeah. So, I mean, it'd be easier that way. Also, I mean, regular credit cards, you know, you guys, you know, that'd be okay one too. Just have backup plans, you know, because there's other, that's just how I feel about it. But I am happy to see that they did do the weather thing, you know, where the weather changes, the dynamic event thing where you have different scenarios happening. Just, I love it all. But yeah, the whole neat thing about the cast that can have the little, like, what are those? Were you going, like jets in the back of their legs? That's awesome. And the ranger looks really cool, where they can shoot like guns and it looks real, like explosions and stuff. It's pretty cool.
And you can actually see them loading the clips into the weapon.
Yeah, and also another big thing that I like, I know it's, you know, probably not big to y'all, but you know how when you're dancing, you can do the facial expressions, you know, like you do like shortcuts and stuff and you show your character's faces? Well, in this, PSO2, while you're dancing, your character is dancing in that box, that little shortcut box. And also you can see like if they're talking or moving their mouth or whatever, you know, it shows it in the box. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's the little things. Or also, me and Cobra was just talking about this. You can have like multiple parties, so it's gonna be kind of like an open world, but it's gonna be different parties out there at the same time. So
yeah, even though they said that it's randomly generated fields,
mm-hmm.
it's still nice to know that if you're out in a field, you could still run into another party.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've seen that on a video on YouTube that somebody posted. Let's see here. But yeah, they're talking about gamepads. So people that's not, familiar with playing on a PC, you can play the gamepad. And
or if they have problems with using a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys can try to use gamepad. That's what I'm going to use because...
Same here.
Yeah, I broke my arms when I was younger and... I tend to have like cramps in my arms if I try to use a mouse and keyboard too much, so I'm gonna use my gamepad.
Yeah. To me, it's a lot more familiar, a lot more easier. And do you want to mention about the new weapons?
Sure. Which ones?
Well, I was talking about the ones that they shown. On that video, a person's able to pick someone up, throw them.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to think which one that is. I'm sorry, we're trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about. Oh yeah, the wired lance.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's where it looks like a whip.
Yep.
That looks awesome. Because I love whips. You know, that's why I'm in an Acrotector. Plus the text, you know. But anyway, and about PSO. You can use like these things that look like whips. But really what they are is like a blade that has like a wire that's... It's just cool. It's cool looking. You can actually spin... people around and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading through this post on that for Gamer, and I saw that they mentioned about hunter weapon was possessed by the sword, and this site that's auto translated into English from Japanese, so it's more or less worded differently than the way we'd word it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just reading it, and it has in parentheses so-called sword. It says, and this work first appeared in Wired Lance Cancer/3. So that's why I figured that it's called Wired Lance.
Yeah, they got some good pictures on here. They're showing like looks like a Newman Hunter. I guess that's what it would be. She's using one.
Yep.
And that's what I was. I had a character named Bulma. I did. So if you guys saw me on PSO, I had Bulma Blackheart. Blackheart was my cast. I miss her. So that's when I came back. Yeah, that's the one he met me on. So the reason I named her that is because I'd been in, bad relationships. And I was like, but you guys don't want to hear all that. So I named a character Blackheart. I don't care no more. So I, gave up on love, and then here came Cobra.
And yeah, here I came to run today, huh?
No. But yeah, that was the character I went by that he met me as. And then I made Bulma after that. So yeah, there's our story. We've talked about it a lot in the podcast.
Many podcasts.
Yes.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. If we can do it, you can too. But yeah, we're really looking forward to PSO2. We hope that it does come to the U.S. And we're pretty sure that it will, because there's a lot of people here in the U.S. that are big fans of PSO. And, I'm looking forward to it, a lot. But I hope that PSU and PSO can live in, some people... may not be ready to make that plunge into, PC gaming, and they want to stay on PSU. I hope that, both games can live, at the same time. Basically, still have PSU going while PSO2 is out. So, yeah.
We can hope. I mean...
Yeah, anybody can hope.
There's a lot of stuff that we still haven't done.
Yeah, we forgot to mention the part about jumping in PSO2.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
You have jumping and additional actions, which they didn't go into detail as to what the actions were, but I'm pretty sure that it's different than what has been in previous Phantasy Star games.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the part where it says how many people can actually be out on a field at the same time. It's like 13 or something like that.
Actually, I don't think it even says in that post.
Party's up to 12 people. Let's hold up here. I found it. Let's see. But the team basically of four people in a Mortzlov party area. It is possible to play at parties up to 12 people. Finally defeat the boss at all meeting Aubrey's experience to clear the quest is finished. I'm having to read this as it's translated, so. Since the time we've actually played, 15 minutes, but many parts of the unknown jump simply confirm the introduction of the multi-party area and could fill the potential for considerable PSO2. Okay, let's see. Initially, this work has been for both keyboard and gamepad. Okay, so there's that. I mean, so a party of 12 people?
Yeah, but basically it would be three parties of four.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll all be thrown into the same field.
How cool does that sound? It sounds like an open world. That's what it sounds like to me.
Close to it.
Pretty, yeah. We're not like...
it's close enough for me.
Right. I mean, you have to... You know, you may need help defeating a boss, and that other team over there could be helping you. That's the way I see it.
And then too, they might have it to where the more people, the more monsters you have to fight.
That'd be fine with me.
Me
more
too.
More of a challenge.
I mean, heck, last night I practically soloed that green and red.
Yes.
And I got all the way to the fourth block, had just two waves left, then someone joined my party. But then it wasn't all that hard, and I was surprised that my Newman lasted that long.
Yeah, he's cute. Your character's name is what?
Terrence.
He goes by Terrence. Of course, mine's Hello Kitty still.
But I might go and remake Cobra. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, if you guys do a character room search, you guys will still find Hello Kitty. You know, the new one. So, I mean, that's who I play on now. And I'm looking forward to seeing her getting high levels. And I know that these kind of events, you need an Acrotecker. So, I want Daesis and what's the other one? I forgot.
Do what?
You know, Daesis and... There's another another tech. The buffs, you know.
Hold on a second. I'll go to the PAs and...
One's from, like, magical defense, and the other one's for actual defense of physical attacks.
Let's see. You've got... Daesis and... Rentus.
Yes, that was... So, I know that we're kind of rusty on doing the podcast.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's almost 2 a.m. here, so we're kind of... It's been a while since we've done this, and we've missed every one of you guys. We're so sorry again, you know, we have had things happen in our personal lives, and, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and we do definitely miss playing... PSU, especially with our friends.
Yes. It was like I've said in the other podcast, you know, I live on 56 acres. I really don't go anywhere that much. And so, like I said, my PSU family is like my real family. So, feel free to add that gamer tag and we'll party up. So,
yeah.
Also, the red and green thing. We always choose a red side because it's more of a challenge. And also, we figured out, you know, how to get all the little keys and stuff. So,
and get both of those pods, which is where you would find the final effect.
He's over. I forgot what it's called. Okay, so you guys remember Shred the Darkness, that big old seed thing that you guys had to, you know, more or less destroy and stuff like that. That's basically what, you know, you have to go in and kill, and you get like. I don't know. What is it, like 5 chips?
The first one you get 5, the second one you get 6.
Okay, so there you go. Because we were, when we first started playing it, we were like, okay, why do we keep getting an A? There's got to be a reason. We try to go real fast. That didn't work. And then we, you know, figured out, hey, we're supposed to get more chips than what we're getting. So I think we've been about getting about 26 to 30 something chips. So we're doing okay.
Yeah, it depends on how much trouble we're having. I mean, usually we get 32 and up, but if we are having an off man or off run, we end up with about 25, 26. Just yeah. Barely within enough for S.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons, I'll go ahead and say this. One of the reasons that I choose to come back to PSU and play, not only because, you know, of our friends. There's no other game like this. You know, I've said this many a time, and I've tried to play other games. It's not the same. It's not the same.
It ain't.
It's like you can actually talk to these people, you know, your friends and stuff, and just have fun and forget about, you know, your troubles that you're having, you know, unwind. Sometimes I play PSU, you know, and then just go in there and crawl in bed and go to sleep. So it's relaxing to me. It's relaxing. So.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. So we hope that you guys are enjoying the podcast. We are, you know, trying to give you guys as much experience of gameplay that we've had. And we're glad to be back. And we never really actually left because, you know, like I said, we had personal things to deal with. And so with that being said, we hope that you guys do enjoy the podcast and just keep subscribing. And thank you to all the subscribers. Ugh, can't even get it out. Thank you to all the subscribers and all the support, you know, of being there and cheering us on. So, and to all the people that are part of the fan site. We have 27 members. So thank you to all of them, and hope to get more one of these days, whenever. And again, the fan site is fantasystar.ning.com. And thank you guys again for listening. We hope that you guys have a wonderful evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.